Greetings, loyal listener. Time for another fresh, tasty, deep-fried batch of ill-prepared batter from four grown men who formally put their stamp on the phrase craptainment. Wally, Alexi, and JB. Welcome to In General.
iPad?
We'll talk about the iPad.
Yes.
Oh, but, on the weekend, because the iPad was launched on the weekend at the recording of this, most awesome quote ever in the newspaper. Guy called Randy.
Yeah, stop there. That's funny.
He said, "I am going home now to play with my iPad instead of my girlfriend."
Nice.
Now, tell us, Alexi, fill us in on what an iPad is.
Basically,
I did a little bit of inquisitive journalistic work today, and from what I can see, not a great deal.
No, it's basically an iPod on steroids. That's basically what it is.
But you can't really do anything.
No, not really. It's sort of like a laptop meets an iPod. Pod is probably the best way of describing it. Basically, you can do all your Word documents and...
But it's just a tablet. It's a tablet.
Yeah,
PC.
It's an actual... It's just a bigger version of the iPod, but it's got more features. Like, you can type on it and you can connect to the internet, and it's a lot faster than the iPod. However, it is missing a lot of features. You can't play a lot of games on it. A lot of presentations, like for big businesses, like... PowerPoint and all that kind of stuff. You can't do any of that kind of crap on there. It's basically just...
It's like an iPhone as well on steroids.
Yeah.
Just like the iPhone, you can't make calls on it.
No. It's not really much to it. You're right.
I saw the few photos and people are reading the newspaper on there and reading e-books.
Yeah.
Big f***ing deal.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. The interesting thing is too, there's no USB stuff on it. No USB ports.
Really?
Why not?
On the iPads, which is f***ing weird because of the fact that where the f*** do I plug my iPod or my iPhone?
You know what they're doing? They're getting you because you've got to get on the internet to download everything you've got through the Apple iStore.
You should be able to incorporate all your other Apple products into that.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Oh. Stupid.
And you'll be a lot of the old video files don't work on the Apple iPad as well.
You're joking.
So there goes of your porno collection.
You know
gone.
What shits me off is different technologies making up their own codecs and their own file extensions just to suit their own technology.
Yeah.
Don't be so f***ing money-hungry and selfish. Make everything universal so we can use your product.
That shit would die in the arse. I mean, look at Real Player and all that. They tried doing that back in the 90s when MP3 was coming out. And look at f***ing Real Player now, you know? Died in the ass because no one went with him. They're like, okay, if you're going to charge me $50 to use a dot real player fucking codec in my audio software that I'm designing, fuck off.
When MP3 is free, pay for it after buying the product.
My balls.
JB insult of the week. Lick my scrotum.
They've got a new one coming out too. It's called the HP Slate.
Oh, okay.
From Hewitt Packard. So. Yeah. Do you know what I love? This whole, the Times newspaper in England, they've gone paid now.
Yeah.
They're the first paper in the world to actually be paid online on their website. You actually have to pay to get access. And the interesting thing is, news.com.au, our very own news site this afternoon, had a massive cock-up, which I'd love to see if they were a paid news site. What happened was is, on the front page there, no problems with the cache. Like, all the news stories were all cool and rock and roll. Everything was up to date. I scrolled down a little bit and they had an article there saying, Barack Obama to address Australian Parliament. And I was like, okay, cool. He's re-announced his tour here in Australia. I'll mention this. I've clicked the link and it's got, Barack Obama will be addressing Parliament in Canberra before enjoying a holiday with his family when he touches down on March 23. And also, the Prime Minister of Indonesia will also be speaking 2 days before him in Canberra. And I was like...
Bang, bang, Yudi Ono. Is that him?
Yeah, that's
FYI, it's now April.
And I was like, hang on, he fucking cancelled that trip. He cancelled that shit. And you're saying that's a brand new story, and even the date stamp up in the top corner said April 7.
Oh, work experience kids.
Yeah, and it was like front page freaking news on their front page of their site.
I never buy newspapers. I'll just check it out online.
Absolutely.
Because there's always going to be...
work. Yeah, I made my choice.
There's always going to be news sites. And I don't mind that the Telegraph is like an abbreviated version online. I understand that because you've got to buy the paper and everything. But you get the gist of it.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And hello, the news is free on television.
That's right, exactly.
Like, the news should be free. You shouldn't even have to pay for newspapers.
No, and, totally agree.
And you shouldn't have to pay. That's like the advertisers who take out ads. They're the people that fund... the newspaper.
Yeah, that's why.
We should not have to pay $2 for a newspaper. The same thing fucks me up the wall with pay TV. Why am I seeing commercials on Austar and Foxtel?
Well, you remember when Galaxy TV first came out, they said they will never put commercials on pay TV.
But that's the thing. This is what shits me. Why are they charging us then? It's either one or the other. But what's happening is... Austar is getting more and more expensive as the year goes by.
Yep.
This is now this much.
Yeah.
This is now this much. I'm paying $50-something dollars a month.
Mm.
I'm paying for those programs.
Mm.
I'm paying for Different Strokes.
The thing is...
I'm paying for Dharma and Greg
the thing is,
the King of Queens.
That when Galaxy originally began, they had no ads.
Yeah.
Originally.
That's the way it should be, because that's called subscription television.
That's right, exactly. And then Galaxy died in the ass, and they went, okay, we'll put in a few ads
here and there. Think about the amount of subscribers they have.
Oh,
think about how many thousands of people. Let's just do a quick calculation. Let's go.
I mean, look at in America, their subscription pay TV over there don't have ads, as far as I know.
How many Australians do you reckon have Austar and Foxtel? Do a conservative guess.
I don't know. I reckon 25%
of the population.
5 million people.
Yeah.
No, it'd be more than that easily.
You reckon?
More than 5 million people? No way.
You don't know?
No. There's 20 million people. Probably about 10 of them are underage.
Were my views too extremist, were they?
Well, if they were along the East Coast and in the cities, getting Foxtel, there may be a few hundred thousand.
I keep calling it Foxtel, too. I've even said that on air.
Let's do, say it's 500,000.
Yeah, right.
Let's say the average subscription...
is 5,000.
Let's say 500,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's just do this as an exercise. What's minimum package on Austar? It's
about $50.
Is it?
Yeah, just for your basic.
No, $39.95 is your basic package. Oh, say
still,
$4.
I don't have Austar, so there you go.
You're
thinking about 15.
You're talking $20 million.
Yeah, no, we need to put ads.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I'm just trying to count the zeros properly.
Funding's
here.
Filtering through the ass.
$20 million. Mm. That people are paying, that's a $20 million and they're still, that's only with 500,000. Imagine if that was a million, that'd be $40 million they're getting just from people paying. That's f***ed.
I don't know whether this is real or not. Surely some of our listeners from England will be able to, email us and let us know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Whether they will or not is another thing.
They don't have email in England.
Yeah, I like the fact that our listeners are kind of lazy.
We've never gotten an email from any of you.
Well, if you're going to fucking chew Subway cookies through my podcast, I'm not giving you emails.
We'll put ads in this next thing, you know. Apparently, England have TV licenses still.
Yeah.
It's to fund the BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we used to have the 1960s or whatever it was.
Mm. Yeah, I can't believe they still got it over there in England. Though. That's crazy. It's like freaking, what is it? It's small. It's only like £12 a year or something.
Still,
but
yeah,
and incredible. Paid. Yeah,
it's nuts.
Because BBC's all federally funded.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And see, they'd make their money, BBC, from filtering all their crap around the world as well.
Yeah,
you can't tell me they don't get money from that.
That's why at the start of every English comedy I buy, there's BBC.
In General, proudly brought to you by the Apple iPad. With Wings.
Do you want to get to around the world?
Yeah, and then I've got these funny ads for you.
I'm going to change it here.
Oh, we do have commercials in this episode.
It goes around the world. La 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 la.
Let's go to China.
Why do we always laugh when someone says China? Let's just go to China.
Because you know they're wacky.
Is this about the cucumber?
No, actually, no. You can do that next. there's a grandma. She's 102, and she's gone back to school.
Legend.
Going back to junior school, 102-year-old grandmother has become the world's oldest primary pupil. after going back to school. Man, imagine how many toilet passes she's going to need. Just give her a fucking tag around the neck and just leave it there permanently.
She wants to go back so she can read her stories.
What about the poor hall monitor? Come on, move it along, get into class. Oh, come on, Jesus, Grandma, in this century. Oh, sorry, about your business.
Ouch.
It'd be pointless going on an excursion to the Great Wall or something.
She remembers grandma. When it was built.
Yeah, she was fucking there when she laid the first brick.
I remember it was back in the summer of 1653.
Let's go to the UK.
Sorry. Is it about TV licenses?
Yeah. RSPCA workers were shocked when five tiny puppies dumped in a plastic bag in London turned out to be fox cubs. Not really newsworthy, but what was... but like that, I'm just bringing you around the world. This is just what's happened. That was all the site said, okay? I wish I had more details. But so what I did was I Googled fox puppies, but it just came up with pictures of Megan Fox topless.
In a bag.
Which I didn't mind, but, you know, swings and roundabouts. A high-placed royal source has reportedly revealed 2 days in June, the 3rd and 4th, have been mysteriously blocked out on the palace diaries as Prince William is finally set to announce his long-awaited engagement to girlfriend Kate Middleton. There you go.
Jesus.
Hey, Prince.
You heard it first here.
Apparently the palace staff knew that there was something up when he got a Prince Albert through his Prince William, his little Prince William, to celebrate.
Oh, that stings.
One of the other details was they also knew something was up because the Queen ordered about 3,000 trucks worth of champagne. And I'm thinking, that surely so people at the wedding can get shit-faced and then go,
"Ah, man, what are you talking about? That's just
doesn't Camilla look nice today?" Or the month.
So is that true? They're getting married?
Yep. Yeah. That's the deal.
Oh, Jesus. Another royal wedding.
Gives me all giddy in the...
I haven't seen that since the slut died.
In the fucking stomach. Come on.
Come on, Alex. Don't pay out Princess Di.
I'm paying out horse face.
It's a bit of a landmine, mate. Leave it alone.
I still remember where I was when that happened.
You what?
I still remember where I was so when that news came through. Yeah.
I was studying for my Year 12 exams.
Really?
Yep, and I just had the radio on in the background, and the first report was nothing
actually
happened.
Yeah.
We were at a friend's place playing Wheel of Fortune on a board game. Do you remember board games, kids?
Mm. Jesus, Alex, life in the fast lane. Christ almighty. Man.
Life of extremes.
Stand clear.
I was at the Royal Adelaide Show, and I was walking past the ABC stand, because they were broadcasting live there on the ABC, and they were like, "There's some unconfirmed reports this afternoon of Lady Princess Diana has been involved in a car accident. We'll bring you the latest very shortly."
Straight from the BBC, here.
That guy who does all the BBC Worldwide Radio reports must have just been loving life, because all he ever did in his career beforehand was, "As I stand here in Afghanistan in a warring, fighting war, I stand here with tanks moving behind." He would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all he did his whole career. Yeah. And then when Diana died, he's like, "Finally, I get to say something. As I stand here at Diana's hospital, tanks are moving behind me.
Fighting.
BBC, London." I love how he does that tag. He nails it every time. BBC, London.
Much like our very own Peter Harvey here in Australia.
Oh, yes.
Peter Harvey, National 9 News. Well, as you can see, nothing much happened today, so why am I here? I guess National I just News. Like talking in a deep, slow voice. Peter Harvey.
and then of course I hopped in the car when the actual confirmed report came through, put on the good old FM radio, and the guy's like, "All right, yeah, Princess Diana's passed away, but
first to call in gets tickets to her funeral.
All right, but first we've got the Black Thunders." And he actually went to the Black Thunders.
He went to a Black Thunder after Diana died.
Yeah.
I'm standing here outside a town hall with packs of NW and Coca-Cola to give away, and if you come with a phrase that pays Diana smash, you get some free Stimrol mints.
Something on our home shores for around the world. Ooh. You may have heard about this. Police in Australia shut down a crucifixion reenactment.
only in Oz.
It's outside a shopping centre after it caused public distress.
Well, that'd be distressing, a half-naked man tied to a bit of wood.
That's it.
That'd freak me out.
The Heaven on Earth Church Group set up the Easter reenactment featuring a half-naked bloody Jesus on a large wooden cross in Geelong. One resident who lives close to the Market Square shopping centre where the reenactment was staged said her six-year-old son had been disturbed by the scene. My son was worried they were really hurting Jesus because he was covered in blood and moaning and calling out, why? Pastor Sarah Keneally, she just sounds like a nutbag.
Sarah Keneally.
What is it with the last name Keneally? It's just wrong. Said the reenactment was supposed to get people to stop and think what Easter is really about.
One and a half dead naked Jew on a piece of wood.
She said, I thought I was in a country that was free where we were allowed to express our religious beliefs. But being in Geelong, the blokes in the shopping centre were probably just miffed that Jesus had a better mullet than them. But...
they're doing it the
wrong. Probably so wasted in the pub thinking, what the f*** is that? Jesus Christ, what happened to that poor bastard?
Can we cross back over to Japan briefly? Japanese professor, he's unveiled, you would have seen this on the news, unveiled the female android.
Yeah,
you would have seen
I
this
did.
That can laugh and smile as it mimics a person's expression.
Yeah, is it a right. sexual android?
Well, it looks like someone who's covered in terrible makeup and strung out. Probably modelled off Amy Winehouse.
It's probably the same guy like that did that. Have you heard about this? There's a some guy in Japan.
It's modelled off a f***ing Qantas hostess.
it was a guy has done a rape reenactment website. It's called Rapelay.
No.
Yeah, I kid you not. And it's all Japanese anime.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
Because anime is disturbing enough as it is. Yeah. Adding rape to the equation is definitely not a good idea. Talking about air hostesses, seamless link, JB.
Thank you.
Over to Spain. Protesting air hostesses have stripped off to publicise their row with their employers over unpaid wages. The nine girls, all flight attendants with the now bankrupt Spanish Air Comet airline, posed nude for a calendar to continue to publicise their situation and demand a solution. Because we all know, lads... when you're trying to be taken seriously with anything, do a nude calendar. Like, come on.
I think the Qantas air hostess should do that. Get a bit more aerodynamic. Might keep the planes off the ground. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd keep the planes in the air after the engine cuts out. Yeah. You heard about that?
Yeah.
That was just like the headline read, Qantas jet engine cuts out, adds to troubles. I think it does more than add to f***ing troubles. I think it spells f***ing disaster when your aeroplane's engine f***ing cuts out. I just sincerely hope that the fatogram companies are paying their plus-size beauties accordingly or else we might have to man the harpoons.
General.com.au. One of my friends ordered a item off the adult shop.
Yeah, haven't heard this one.
And they dropped it in. Got a home delivery for Christmas. They put it under the tree. A couple of days before Christmas, had some friends come around, a little three-year-old boy with them. And they're sitting in the lounge room, talking amongst themselves. They've let the kid wander off to the room where the Christmas tree was.
Oh, God.
And they've heard him unwrapping presents and stuff like that. And he's come back into the room. And they're amongst, like, these friends and an elderly couple and all this crap. Kids coming, going, oh, mummy, what's this f***ing vibrator? He's unwrapped the presents under the tree.
Making its way across the dining room table going...
and, yeah, it's just embarrassment. Embarrassment.
Although it is good to stir cocktails with if you want to get a good...
Oh, really?
I have mine shaken, not stirred.
I have mine vibrated.
In general.
Alex. For CRAP insurance.
There are certain things in life you shouldn't worry about. Like the time you brought home the wrong kind of milk for your lactose intolerant brother. You shouldn't worry about that. The little shit deserved to die after he took a dump in the Neapolitan ice cream. Chocolate in my ass. Or like the time someone cuts in front of you at the bank. Your dealer is just going to have to wait while you overdraw your account for $12 worth of crack. It's the same when it comes to your car insurance. You shouldn't have to worry. Let CRAP manage your car finance. Well, after you unwittingly sign a release form, you won't have a choice anyway. Or on second thought, maybe you should worry. Look, either way, get your car insurance through CRAP insurance. Get scared, get worried, and get f***ed about your car insurance. Or don't.
In general, brought to you by Marshmallows.
The soft powder on the outside makes them great to use as a suppository. Suppository.
What do you got for
us? I've got some funny ads.
Cool.
Because you know what? I like radio commercials.
Yeah. Are they old or are they new?
Now they're from 2008 and they're the best ads. Oh, 2009, sorry.
Cool.
Best ads from the Siren Awards and the Cairns Radio Lions Award.
Dude,
so they're the best radio adverts in the world, pretty much.
Nice.
And these are this one won the Gold Lion Award at the Cairns Radio Awards. For USA for National Thoroughbred Racing. Check these out.
And they're off. Out of the gate, it's Dance Club with your buddies and look out, ladies. On the inside of Dance Club, it's eye contact with Leggy Blonde. Now it's Leggy Blonde with big smile. And here comes Slow Dancing with gazing eyes. Now making a move, it's your lips. It's your lips all over button nose. It's your lips all over earlobe. It's your lips all over Adam's apple. I don't believe it. Where the heck did Adam's apple come from? Now it's Leggy Blonde with deep voice and what's the matter, dude? And in the end, it's run, Forrest, run. Don't look back. And I thought I smelled Aqua Velva.
For a better time, go to the track. National Thoroughbred Racing. We bet you love it.
That voice that got race call. Have you got the internet?
No, I don't. No. We don't have the internets in here, unfortunately. Pain the bum.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Anyway, get going. What else you got?
It's the same ad, but it's a different, point. Here it is.
And they're off. Out of the gate, it's Oktoberfest with knockwurst and sauerkraut on the side. But oh no, here comes middle-aged men on the inside of Lederhosen, and knobby knees aren't looking good. But wait, here comes Frisky Fraulein with milky maidens up front, and Wandering Eye is making a move on milky maidens. But oh no, from out of nowhere, it's Von Boyfriendstein with Mine Girl and Watchet Mister, and Von Boyfriendstein is coming on strong, and here comes Das Boot with, oh no, kick to the Wiener Schnitzel. And in the end, it's high-pitched voice followed by Vow My Wiener Hurts and Pardon My French.
For a better time, go to the track. National Thoroughbred.
And this one here. I like this one. It's puppies. Check this one out.
Yeah. And they're off. Out of the gate, it's Let's Get a Puppy with Please, Daddy, Please, and Can We, Can We. Right away, it's Who's Going to Walk It, followed by I Will, I Will, and Can We Will Not Let Up. Now, here comes Pet Store, and on the inside, it's Cockapoos, it's Yorkapoos, it's Peekapoos, and oh no, it's I Love Them All, quickly followed by Just Pick One, but Just Pick One doesn't stand a chance. Now it's sobbing, it's screaming, and no, is running fast, and in the end, it's car full of puppies, house full of poo, and who gives a flying shih tzu?
For a better time, go to the track.
And I actually like this one. This is a final one.
Out of the gate is Relaxing Weekend with a good book. Here comes First Interruption with Daddy, Can I Borrow the Car? Next up, it's Your Wife with Honey, Can I Have Some Money? Relaxing Weekend is starting to fade. Oh, but here comes the favorite, Your Only Son with Hesitation and Can We Talk? Immediately followed by Dad, I'm Gay. And here comes What'd You Say? Followed by Dad, I'm Gay. Now it's Excuse Me, followed by Dad, I'm Gay. It's Say What? Followed by Dad, I'm Gay. I have a boyfriend. And his name is Todd. And in the end, it's going to be a supportive father with Is He Cute? And Do You Still Like Football?
For a better time, go to the track.
There you go. So thank you very much to whoever it was from the National Thoroughbred Racing dudes that just made those up.
Crazy. All right, I think we're done. Are we?
Yeah, we're done.
Anything?
Actually, how's everyone's weekend?
Yeah, good. You've got an identity
crisis.
Mine
was shit. Yeah. Mine was crap, I'm telling you now. You know why? I'm having an identity crisis.
Yeah.
I really, really am.
Is it because of your Zumba body?
Now I'm having two identity crises. No, see, back in high school, I'm not saying I was cool, but, you know, I was just average kid, loved sport, you know, all that kind of crap.
If in high school you thought that you were cool, you probably weren't.
No, that's why I said, I'm not cool. I was just an average kid, you know what? Anyway.
I was way down popularity.
I saw on a completely unrelated notice, the radio station I work for recently had their 75th birthday. We were going through the old scrapbooks, and I saw Wally.
You look at him smiling.
In some old photos in the scrapbooks.
Yep.
You were cool.
Mate, I was not cool. I looked so disturbing because I've put on a little bit of weight, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, yeah.
But before, I looked like in death warmed up. I was so like heroin chic America's Next Top Model.
Can we put them up on in general?
Yeah, all right.
Photos?
Yeah, okay.
I'll find them in the scrapbook and we'll dig them out.
I looked weird.
Well, firstly, when you think of a nerd, I'll be honest with you, when you think of a nerd, what are the stereotypical features a nerd has?
Pimply face.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Allergies.
Bad haircut.
Yeah.
Allergies. Weird teeth.
Has some kind of collectible.
The pharmacist out of Family Guy.
And I've got the freaking collectible toys and shit at home. You've been there. You've seen the little studio with the toys.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Hey, he's got some wicked collectibles.
Hey,
man,
you collect fucking collectible toys. I collect fucking glass bottles.
And see, I love computers. I'm good with computers. Yeah. That's kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
I work in finance. Some see that as rather nerdy. Yeah, no, it's and the people that were getting up me about, or not getting up me, but telling me that I'm a nerd, was family. Family. Oh. They're supposed to fucking support you, man.
That's like, offensive.
Oh, no. The people who made you a nerd.
See, it's your mum. Mum goes, you're a bit of a nerd, you know that, Alex? She's supposed to be one that goes, oh, I still think you're cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it was your wife.
Oh, no, my wife married me because I'm just a sexy bitch, but that's got nothing to do with it. My mum.
So are you all right now with your identity crisis?
Yeah, I've vented a little bit, so we've all clarified that we're all, actually all three of us are rather.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty nerdy.
You know, when the internet first came, I was...
Wally's got nothing.
I was like the head teacher, well, not teacher, head pupil, who would look after the internet. I'd teach everyone.
Look after the internet.
Yeah.
Shit, you should work for Senator Conroy.
That was a pretty big job to put on a student. Yeah. Righto, Alex, you're in charge of the internet. No wonder it's full of f***ing porn.
And how are the Chinese with that? Pretty good, weren't they?
They're still trying to get through my filters. It's horrible.
Senator Conroy, you face. You put him in. You put him in. You bastard.
Nice.
Done and dusted.
Done and dusted. All right. Adios, muchachos.
That's it for this week, kids. Here comes my favorite part. Cheesy voiceover guy speaking.
All original material written and produced by In General Productions. Copyright
2010.